Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will be honored Thursday with the pageantry of a funeral in the nation's capital and second service in his tiny Georgia hometown that launched a Depression-era farm boy to the world stage. The dual funerals conclude 6 days of national funeral rites for the 39th president, who died December 29th at the age of 100. President Joe Biden will eulogize Carter in Washington. Carter's other living successors are expected to attend, along with other dignitaries. Carter will be buried alongside his late wife, Rosalynn Carter, in the same town where they were born, lived most of their lives, and died. At least 5 people have been killed and nearly 2,000 structures have been destroyed in the fast-moving wildfires breaking out across the Los Angeles area, and the number is expected to increase. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The worst damage is in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augenstein is hoping for a break from the very strong Santa Ana winds.
We expect, with favorable conditions over the next couple days, to start making good progress on this fire.
Audio from KABC. But there is a new fire danger in the Hollywood Hills. That's where the Hollywood sign is. Below is Hollywood Boulevard. Allison Martin is watching very closely.
They advised us that it wouldn't come over the hills. It's really scary.
Palisades fire already is the most destructive in Los Angeles history. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lebanon's parliament elected Army Chief Joseph Aoun head of state on Thursday, filling the vacant presidency with a general who enjoys U.S. approval in showing the diminished sway of the Iran-backed Hezbollah group after its devastating war with Israel. Aoun fell short of the 86 votes needed in a first-round vote, but crossed the threshold with 99 votes in a second round, according to Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri, after lawmakers from Hezbollah and its Shiite ally, the Amal movement, backed him. This is VOA News.
We need to do everything possible to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs in terms of training, in terms of equipment, to prolong the fight and to prevail in this fight, which of course started in February 22 with the massive onslaught of Russia, unprovoked onslaught of Russia on Ukraine.
That was NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte as he arrived at Ramstein U.S. Air Base for the 25th meeting of about 50 member nations who have been supporting and providing for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin used their final meeting in Germany to press the incoming Trump administration to not give up on Kyiv's fight, warning that to cease military support now, quote, will only invite more aggression, chaos, and war, unquote. Austin announced Thursday another round of weapons from the U.S. worth $500 million, including missiles for fighter jets, sustainment equipment for F-16s, armored bridging systems, and small arms and ammunition. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol has refused questioning and resisted arrest since his bungled December 3rd martial law decree plunged South Korea into its worst political crisis in decades. Investigators secured a new arrest warrant Tuesday after an initial 7-day order expired. Lawyers representing Yoon told reporters at a press conference in Seoul on Thursday that they would not comply with the current warrant, but only a stronger one from a different court if approved. They accused investigators of targeting an allegedly liberal-leaning judge for the initial orders.
The arrest warrant currently issued is illegal and invalid, so it cannot be acknowledged. I cannot proceed while recognizing such a situation. This is a firm position. However, to prevent further harm or unfortunate incidents, I am willing to comply if prosecution or a pretrial detention warrant is requested.
That was one of Yoon's lawyers, Yoon Kyeb-kun. Yoon would become the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested if investigators are able to detain him. Yoon's legal team said on Wednesday he remains inside the residential compound after investigators cast doubt a day earlier on his whereabouts. An attack on Chad's presidential palace has left at least 19 dead, including a palace guard. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
State media reported that at least 18 of those killed were assailants and that 6 of the attackers that were still alive were being held in custody. The attack on Wednesday night occurred while Chadian President Mahamat Debni Itno was inside the palace, but authorities said the situation was quickly brought under control. Chad has been reeling from political turmoil before and after a controversial presidential election that resulted in Debi Itno's victory. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.